In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello out there. I'm Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
We're continuing in our message this week, which is called Submission is Serving as a Friend. And it's from the pastoral series that we began some time ago. At the time that these letters were written by Paul to young Timothy and also to Titus, the whole world was heathen. They were pagan. And they were coming into the newly organized church in various places. And Paul felt led of the Holy Spirit to begin to get them information that would allow them to understand how the church is supposed to function. And one thing we find out that is not a lot different today, because people coming into church today are just as pagan and heathen as those people were, and we need to know how to minister to them also.
I am very glad that we got into Timothy, especially this portion of Scripture that talks about the submission of women. She's in submission in the home and respects me as the head of the home. Now, I must admit, I did not always occupy the position of head, because head means that you have spiritual responsibility for that family. And I did not always assume the spiritual responsibility for the family. It took me a while to grow into that. But once I grew to that place, she gladly was willing to step back and let me be that person. And I've been told by not only Pastor Sarah, but many, many women, that if the men will simply rise up and take their position, all the women would take a back seat and gladly support him as help meet. Yes, Pastor Sarah is submitted to me like the Bible says that submission is supposed to occur. Well, how does the Bible say submission is supposed to occur? Well, wives, you're supposed to reverence your husbands, and husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. When men get around to the place they're willing to sacrifice themselves for their wives, they're going to have no trouble out of being loved and reverenced and respected and helped in every other kind of way, because women are born to do that. Next answer, does Pastor Sarah run this church? Now, the first thing I need for you to do for me is define run. Because if run means dictating every move that is made without input from anybody else, no, she doesn't. If run means give direction to everyone and everything, the answer is no, she doesn't. If you ask me, is she the spokesperson? Yes, she is. Because I'm sitting at the piano and I'm anointed as a psalmist. That's where I belong. Do you notice that when the Holy Spirit and me get to going, that things start to happen in the service? That's where I'm supposed to be, at that piano. So if I'm at that piano, I can't be making announcements and doing all that kind of thing. So that becomes her role. And so people come here, and they always hear her giving the announcements, telling about what the church is going to do. But I can tell you this. From the time I was very young, my mother did not birth any fool. I had a choir way back years ago. I think I started that choir in 61. The very first thing I did was to decide, I'm not a business person. I'm not a, you know, all the other supporting things that need to be done to run an organization. I'm not that. I'm a creative person, and I want to spend my time being creative. So I got somebody that knew how to do that to support me. Later on, that person became not the same person, but the different person, a manager who took care of all the uniforms and programs and, you know, scheduling and all that kind of stuff while I created the music and trained the choir. Well, when it came to ministry, and here we are. I'm a musician with years of experience. She's an administrator that has been promoted by the IBM Corporation in record time to manager, obviously with excellent administrative skills. Now we start the church. Do you think in your wildest dreams that I'm not going to make use of that talent and ability? Do you think I'm going to try to do the administration while she just sits on the front row and looks pretty? You must be crazy. Because the logical thing to do was for each of us to operate in our place. The Lord told us, don't have a choir for 4 years. And he told me that because he knew I would make it a Broadway show. And people, I would have, you know. You'd been coming to RLCC every week seeing a pageant or a cantata or a chorale or something, you know. But he told me they need to hear the word of God. So for 4 years, I just sat at the piano like you see me and just played. Somebody finally came and joined me and played guitar or something, I don't remember. But then the Lord told me, you're now free to have a choir. He was satisfied that I was in check, because I was crazy before then. Well, I used to direct choir. I would do anything to get the audience crazy. Turn the lights out, turn them on, come out there and lit candles and turn off the candles and turn them red, white, blue, yellow, and have people walking in backwards, any kind of way, just to get the audience's attention. When the Lord was finally satisfied that I wasn't going to do that anymore, he said, you can have a choir. And the very first thing I did was to stand up and said, if we needed electrical work done in this church, would you expect me to hire a plumber? And everybody said, of course not. If we needed carpentry work, would you expect me to hire, you know, whatever? No. I said, well, the Lord has released me to have a choir. I said, so for that reason, I'm going to have an audition. But what is my point in telling that story? Ever since I can remember, I always knew that people had to be trained to do certain jobs, and everybody functioned in his particular niche. So, in this church, my wife and I and Minister Lewis are the trustees. I'm the pastor president. She's the pastor vice president. Mr. Lewis is a trustee. We have regular trustee meetings, which we, with the help of council, decide the important things pertaining to the ministry. In addition to that, we have management meetings in which we as the pastors, the office manager, the facilities and grounds manager, the media manager, all of us coming together to decide the nuts and bolts of what goes on in the ministry day to day. In addition to that, monthly we have leadership meetings in which all of the department's head come and report on their various departments. The hosts, nursery, and all the other departments around report on what they need, what they're doing, how God is blessing them, what they're praying for. And then on top of that, we have leadership prayer where these department heads come together with us and pray for you in this ministry. Now, that doesn't sound like Pastor Sarah running it to me. It sounds like God has given us a wonderful, blessed, Holy Ghost, talented group of people who support us, but the buck stops with us. We make the final decisions, and once again, I say, we. Does that answer everybody's question?
May I speak, Master?
If you behave yourself.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, this is going to sound smart, Alec. I don't mean it that way. But the truth of the matter is, you remember when Peter was before the Sanhedrin and he said, I would rather obey God than man? It really has never mattered to me what people thought, as long as I knew I was doing what God said do.
People are entitled to opinions, and they should be allowed to express them. You just shouldn't be affected by what they say or how they feel. And I have personally found that it's just so much easier. It would be easier if people would come to the source and ask the questions instead of in the restroom or at the restaurant, whispering campaigns. I'm not sure, with God knowing the personality that he gave me and all, why he wanted me to be involved in this kind of a setting with someone who was not administratively in tune. You know, Pastor Clinton, now you put him before the choir and with music and preaching the word of God, and I mean, he is just going to shine. And he has tremendous gifts. But he does not want to, he doesn't even want to learn. He's about administration the way I am about a computer. I don't even turn one on. I won't turn it on. I don't want, well, you know, you could learn. I don't want to learn. I want to pay the people who are experts at it. And so the end result is we're going to obey God.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and his word will work for you.